The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 158. I had this unbuttoned the whole time. My goodness, this is just terrible. Terrible. My goodness. Ladies, hope you had a good free hour there. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kelly here, by the way, behind the glass. Crack joining us momentarily. We get tweets. Helpful, not only the best listeners, but also the most helpful listeners. Todd Bubba Horwitz providing a link to RotoWire's monthly baseball standings. And OMW, One Man Wolfpack, adds your fellow VSiN colleagues on prop points. Senor Whalen and Senor Erickson from RotoWire. They have a tool. RotoWire has a great tool for monthly standings on their monthly standings that updates in close to real time, and it's free as well. So apparently the Prop Points boys use that as well. So I was unaware of the RotoWire one, but apparently you can get monthly standings there to answer the gentleman's question earlier. Vegas regular, Bo Joe's in Idaho Springs and the Colorado Mountain Pie, cornbread crust served with honey, he says. Moneyline Marv, the query on StatMuse for monthly wins. It's fairly simple. Which MLB team has the most wins in month? Month in quotes, so just say the month. Then he says 2005. I'm not sure we put that in. He goes, but you need Muse Pro to see all the results, trying to help other viewers. Yes, to go all the way down through 30 teams, you would need a subscription, but we only need the top. Primetime, Cowboys underscore Cubs 1. Yo, hey, man. I can buy Country Club and K. Michael Bidlin as Joe Pesci in the Are We Sure segment opening, but Gilly as Marissa Tomei? Picturing you more as a latex salesman or maybe mentoring Lloyd Braun in Costanza's garage. PSA, if your pizza needs a condiment, it sucks. And then the numbers guy says, you can check me on this, but I believe Zach Cohen was perfect yesterday in Paris. 6-0. Is that true? Was Zach 6-0? Sign up and subscribe, he says. VSiN Pro. Nice job by Zach. I did not know that. Scotty B saying to Zach, absolutely no way the Holtz, meaning the Spurs, will pay Giannis. That's what he says. And then Michael Knight, he got Elena Gabriela Rus plus 1.5 sets for plus 135. That has already cashed for him. Well, it will crash after it's graded, but Rus won the first set. So one set up on Badosa as we try to hit a big dog. And now, ladies and gentlemen, because it is Thursday and it is the second hour, you know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Don't we have, I tell you what, you really do, I'm not joking. During football season, like I said, I do a dozen plus shows. The listeners and viewers of this show, A Numbers Game, especially on Thursday, they're the smarter guy. They're the smart, out of all the shows I do.
Yeah.
These are the guys that actually will put forth an effort to beat bookmakers and to win. They're the more astute crowd that listen to us. And last week I made a comment, which got some pushback from some people about beating the NBA. And it is for the listeners, even of this astute listening audience, who can beat NBA, which is the toughest. One of the tough. I always say NFL is tough, too. NFL and NBA are like, I said the word unbeatable. Guess what? For 99.9% of the listening audience, it is unbeatable. Why? Because of that human makeup that we are, the human condition, as Gil and I always say, we want to bet 10 minutes before the game. Look at any casino, 10 minutes before NFL kickoff on a Sunday. They're giant lines. And you want to know why? People don't make up their decision what to bet till the last minute. They're flipping coins. And okay, heads. Okay, that means the New York Giants. Or that means the Eagles. Just to have action on the games. So for the most part, that is the way it is, and I said it last week, and some people got their little panties in a bunch. So
yeah,
here's what happens. Though, a lot of the rats, there's a couple of rats out there. They have nothing to do. They're under anonymity. They send my tweet or our show piece to the couple of guys that maybe beat it. Now, I will tell you, yes, Harlebas Vulgaris, who I personally know, mm-hmm. who, by the way, for a couple seasons, actually helped get down on his games. Absolutely wins. He was betting 99% totals, first half total, second half total, not betting into the screen. One thing Bob taught me, believe it or not, was not to bet into the screen, if that makes any sense. Not to bet Oklahoma City over 109.5 first half into Chris, into Circa, into Pinnacle, into the big sports books. Because what will happen is he has that team gauged to score a lot more than anyone else has that team to score in the first half. So therefore, he doesn't want the bookmakers to know which way he's betting. Because if he bets Oklahoma City over the next game and the next game, well, the bookmakers are going to say, well, they're going to come in with over money anyway. It's going to be 110.5 from now on, or 111, because they're with anticipation they're moving the line. So I got that from him. He might not even know that, but I got that from him.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Fezzik came on yesterday. We talked about this a little bit. And, you know, I took responsibility also because you use the word unbeatable. I could have pushed back on that word. Unbeatable is a big word. So there's always an exception to the rule.
Listen, if the games move the day before, the night before, I say NFL's unbeatable, right? That's what I say. NFL's unbeatable. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something you never, ever, ever, I've never told you before. I beat NFL sides. Why? I'm betting Sunday night when the lines come out and early Monday morning. So, but I'm talking about a very rare person who has many screens up and knows the way. Let me just tell you, I'm in the know with a lot of the people that move the lines and shape the lines. So, yes, I am going to beat NFL sides. But I'm not going to come on here and say, oh, you could beat NFL sides on Sunday. No, so, I'm not. Or even Thursday.
So I think that's the point right there, right? Which is, again, and again, just raising my hand. Yes, we could have, you know, the way that this hour goes, we're moving from one topic to the other. And so, yes, am I clarifying every point? I try, but sometimes I won't. And so, yes, we probably should have been clearer in the moment, right, to say that, well, this is what you mean is when the market is the most efficient, you're not going to beat these sides, right? That's generally what you're saying.
I stand by what I say.
Yeah, but
I'm not pushing back on anything.
No.
I stand exactly by what I said.
Let me just finish the thought. So that what I'm saying is, though, but I think your broader point is a bigger one, which is, and I alluded to this with Fez yesterday, which is that given the opportunity to crap on you, right, people will take something and they will decide if they like you, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. If they don't like you, if they have an axe to grind or whatever, then they will just assume you mean it one way and you're the most ridiculous person in the world and you know nothing. And oh, by the way, you haven't won in generations. Right. Like it just gets more personal.
The problem is that is one thing I don't do.
Yeah.
I very rarely ever throw anyone under the bus or mention a name and say, it's just not what I do. My parents taught me different. My parents taught me if you have nothing nice to say about someone, don't say it. So I don't really do that. It's hard to get something out of me. We talked about the Showtime show that we did. I don't even throw that guy under the bus. I don't even mention him. I don't even throw him under the bus. Of course he was a loser.
In fact, you did mention him and you felt bad about it.
I did.
It. Yeah.
I did because it's just not what I do. It's just not what I do. And, For these people that say something and say things and maybe they win and they sent it to a couple of guys. First of all, a couple of these guys are under anonymity. You never know who they were. They just say these things.
The courage.
And why do
anonymity.
I block people? Why do I block? Because I'm not going to get into the drama of any kind of gambling, Twitter back and forth drama and these kind of spaces or whatever they call. It's just not me. Who has time for that? Don't you have time? I mean, these are some of these guys that are the pros. Like I've said to you before, you know, they want to get their shorts in a knot. These are the guys that we picked on in high school, guys that we hung by the locker by their underwear, guys that we picked last in kickball. Now they have a little something where they can beat. Ooh, you can courtside. Ooh, you can beat bad lines. You can bet into the wrong line. Oh, wonderful. You're not curing cancer, pal. You know, if they had to deal with the people I've dealt with the last 25 years and get paid from the people I had to get paid from the last 30 years, they would run and hide. They couldn't deal with the guys I dealt with and the guys I deal with. You know, these guys are my friends. I mean, there's so much, like I said a couple of weeks ago, juggling 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. It's not easy to make everybody happy. It's not easy. So, like I said, it is what it is. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. That's not what I do. I'm not talking about any one individual. It's just a better look. And I feel it's just the right thing to do. But I want to tell you, though, most of the public bets games 10 minutes before the game start because if they like the game, you could try to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
But most people can't get ahead of the lines. Well, they can't get ahead the day before.
It falls under the category for me of no good deed goes unpunished. So you said it earlier, which is you know, you're behaving one way, but you're not going to come on the show and tell people, oh, yeah, you can beat this. It's so easy to do so. You're actually trying to be very measured about it on the show. And then that gets taken and gets thrown back at you. That's basically what happened.
Yeah. Like I said in a text the other day to somebody, I said, you know, I don't know anyone that does anything more on responsible gambling and telling people not to gamble and bet than me.
You do.
I'll be the first to tell you, I sell games. I sell winning games. I don't sell the BS that's on the computer, all these different people on social media. My stuff wins. So, long-term picture, I'm going to win. But there's a portion of the people out there that just automatically say, if you sell games, you're no good. You're a scammer. That's what they say. They say it about Fez, say it about me, whatever it may be.
This is a funny subject,
and
too,
it makes
because
them say other things
because
that are wrong.
Some of the biggest, by the way, I've always contended, don't blanket anything, right? To everything, there's an exception. So if you're throwing Raz and Dr. Bob in the same bucket as other pick sellers historically, then you're doing everybody a disservice because those things aren't the same. But some of the biggest voices against pick selling, what did they end up doing? They ended up, if not specifically selling a pick exactly, they're still selling.
They're still selling
what they're doing
at
right?
some point in some way.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's people need to just sort of grow up.
Like I said, you know, I don't know if you expect me to come in here and start coming out and going being vile. I'm not vile. You know, people get blocked.
I wasn't expecting.
By the way, you don't get blocked for just disagreeing with me. You get blocked for the way you say things or taking shots at me personal or talking about things you know nothing about, which happened and why a couple of these people are blocked. But it is what it is, like we say.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, continues right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
This summer, go all in at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package, just $400 all in. You'll get a two-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim where the party don't stop. All for just $400. Resort fees and taxes included. This limited time offer is valid for stays until September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com. Fezzik was on yesterday talking about how great a day bed is. I'm like, were you on a day bed? great, but you were just saying people outside
people
the studio
outside were just, that were here to meet us
are here on this package.
They're on that package. They were like, I can't believe this deal. So
it's fantastic.
I didn't realize you get food. I didn't realize that. So you get $100 in food, $100 in drink. Is that right? Alcohol?
Yes, I think. Correct.
And they were like, this is unbelievable, Bill. It's an unbelievable package. So, and then now, oh, it is. I was going to say, this is probably only a limited time.
Yeah.
It goes through September.
Yep.
Wow.
I was thinking about doing it as a staycation.
Wow.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Is that correct?
Speaking of which, yesterday I was in a hotel room. I went up, had some beautiful views of the Sphere at, Fontainebleau.
Yes.
So I went to Fontainebleau yesterday for dinner last night with my Mother Wolf last night, which I love.
Mother Wolf is great.
By the way, more people in Mother Wolf than the whole casino.
Oh my God.
Not even close.
So packed in there.
I can't believe how dead the casino. Maybe it's, you know, Wednesday typically is the slowest day of the week, but May, I always tell people when you want to come to Vegas, I say late May, early September, great months to come to Vegas. Weather's perfect. It's really nice. I can't believe how dead that casino is. Like they had like one table game open, one crap table open. They are really failing. And maybe because they thought people were just going to come for the name because of the Miami staple. I guess.
No one here cares about that, though.
No one cares about that.
Yeah.
But Mother Wolf was, again, what a great restaurant.
Yep.
Wow, really, really, really good restaurant.
A densely populated restaurant, yes.
Packed. It was packed. It was a line to get in. I mean, we had reservations, but I was over at Fontainebleau, went up to the room. I've never been to a room there. What a nice room. What nicely appointed rooms.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And he got $125. My buddy got $125 rate, and he was only there once playing like $25 blackjack, and they gave him a rate for $125 all in, no resort fee or anything. And $500 for four nights in that beautiful room. And we both made the same comment, though. These hotel rooms at the Wynn, the Venetian, Encore, all these places.
Palazzo.
They're so nice. Palazzo. They're so nice. I'll even use Bellagio, Aria. I can go on and on. MGM, Park MGM. The rooms are so nice in casinos.
I think I know where you're going with this.
You go to a hotel or a motel somewhere else.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my God, I'm used to casino rooms.
Yes.
And by the way, this, you can go to a beautiful appointed room. I was just in Eatontown, New Jersey, Monmouth County, and stayed in, like, this is like a big executive area. A lot of conferences are. So I stayed in one of the nicer rooms, I thought, there, and it was nothing compared to a room in Las Vegas, though. You go to those places, we're so spoiled by the hotel rooms in these casinos.
It really is incredible. You'll go on your honeymoon or something, and you'll be like, oh, right. this is all this was?
Right.
In Paris or London or something like that.
Right.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. I want to read some of these for you. This is from Scotty B. Oh, I think he misunderstood this one. He says, I think it's hilarious. He says that crack thinks the viewers on Thursday are smarter than on any other day.
No, I meant the numbers games viewers.
Yes. So, I know what you mean.
You see how things could be taken out of kind of, you know?
Well, maybe.
No, but it's a number games. Your listeners, I think, are a different listener that maybe now on Thursdays, they want to be entertained a little bit. Maybe, they found me entertaining. But you know, I'm not going to give you many games. But I'm going to tell you not to bet NBA, or I'm not going to tell you not to bet live wagering because you can't control yourself.
Jeff Cam, Bill, all sports are hard to beat. LOL. You make us better betters every Thursday. Thank you. He says,
thanks, Jeff. That's perfect.
Charlie D, USA number one. Love the crack man and ANG. Master of Puppets says this. He says, hey, Bill and Gil. I don't know. I usually bet my NFL on game day. Injury or last minute replacements scare me. 2024 record. He says he is up plus, what is he, 134, 117, and 9. Anyway, he says plus 54K. 15K of that did come on the Eagles futures bet, he said. But 2023, he said he was up plus 60K doing
this. Nice.
Betting game day seems to work for me.
Hmm. Well, good for you. Hey, whatever you're doing, maybe he's playing against slow book. Let me tell you something. Boy, I hate to go back on anything I said. NFL can be beaten here in Las Vegas if you're allowed to play at stations, Coast casinos, the Win. They have guys that come in. The Win has got people that come in from the pits, bet $300,000, and Jeff, I'm sorry, Doug has to take the bets because they're big baccarat players with $1 million credit lines. You will find low hanging fruit every single Sunday, 5 or 10 minutes before kickoff at places like I just said. So yeah, if you can get those extra half points around key numbers, you should be able to win. So maybe he has a slow-moving bookmaker, or maybe he has a bookmaker that has the line set half a point more because that's the betting public that bets into that bookmaker or something like that.
Brandon Webb, pizza and wings get dipped in honey mustard, he says. 3Jack H3131. Oh, what I wouldn't give to see Crack's block list. Once again, nobody's forcing anyone to make or not make a bet. Those that blindly follow and then get mad when bets don't win have zero credibility. Our society needs to spend more time outdoors. And Montreal Max at Stardust Book, he says, the point Bill made about not playing the screen from sharp movers is dead on, as we had the biggest movers hitting us before the screen books get hit because we were a skin out for some big action agents offshore and not on the screen, which was the draw for us. Ooh, that was a wordy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Max was a guy that
knows.
I've never met him.
Yeah.
But I know he was in the know because he DMs me with some of the biggest names of that business. So, and he worked for some of the biggest guys. So thanks, Max.
All right. So now you have a list here.
This is from a month. I mean, look at this. This is from March. I didn't remember and said these things yet. Last week, you liked this first one.
What was the first
one? You've seen it. Very hard to have friends, the business. You've seen it last week. You're like, whoa.
Oh, read that. Yeah, what did you say?
I think I've said it before, but
yeah,
how hard it is to have friends in the business now. In life, it's much more easier. But if you're pure friends, it's not easy to keep your circle small because now when they come at you to try to befriend you and say, hey, man, I am, you know, people say this all the time to me. Crack, you should bet with my book. He's the best. He's unbelievable. I can bet up to 5,000. Of course you can. You lose. Of course you can bet up to whatever you could pay. Of course. But once you have me going into your account and us getting the best of it by the closing number, and when I mean closing number, maybe betting early Monday morning in the NFL, that's in the account all week. And all the bookmaker looks or the agent looks and they say, oh, my God, this guy bet over 38. It's 40 and a half now, 41. What is this guy? And now he's going to throw you out. Yes, your whole life you've been playing with the same bookmaker for 20 years. I get a hold of your account for 2 months. Luckily, it lasts 2 months. It's not going to last because he's going to throw you out. You know, I beat a guy up in San Fran, your area.
Mm-hmm.
He owned 8 car dealerships. So he's like, Crack, you got to, you know, I'm up in Tahoe, and I meet him in Tahoe. He drives there and get a limousine, takes him there every week. And I see he's a big player, and I met him a couple times, and he kept on saying, "Oh, come on, we got betting to my guy with me, betting to my." They always pay. Do you know? We won a ridiculous amount of money, and then he came to me like 4 months later and said to me, "Billy, these are my friends. You got them mad at me. These are my friends. These bookmakers. I play golf with these guys."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "They're your friends? They were your friends because you're giving them money." I got a little upset at them. Now you beat them back for like, it wasn't even, I mean, it was a lot. It was almost six figures. And he's like, "Yeah, they're mad at me. I play golf with these guys every week. You know, we have big things." He goes, "These guys are mad at me. We can't play no more." So if you're a losing better, they're your friends. When you're a winning better, they want to hang you. I mean, it's
there's so much of that. I'm thinking about like over a decade ago, but so Bob, when I was with Dr. Bob, we would bet on these offshores, on these skins.
There's a perfect thing. You got it. Dr. Bob, moving the lines.
Yeah. And so we would, and the smart ones would want to take our action because they knew that there were hundreds of people following. And so they would, want to know the information, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there was like the guy controlling the outs. I remember there was an incident, right? There was a thing, we got into it with him, which was, you know, as long as one of the accounts wasn't doing so well, he was happy as a clam. But as soon as we won big,
right,
he got infuriated. Imagine. Because he's like, "We're going to lose."
That's,
you know?
Right.
So there's just so much of this kind of, that's the thing that people don't know about sports betting, right? Like the newer people who are into it. There's so much of that involved, right? It's winning and losing is one thing, but managing.
Look at one of these things. You're saying it. I have more headaches winning than when I was losing. There's some weeks that I actually want to lose on Sunday to make the bookmakers think they have a chance to win. That's what that was. So now you have guys that you're betting with Dr. Bob's stuff. You're betting into these guys. And the agents or the people that gave me the accounts, they actually want to lose on Sunday and say, "Let me lose a couple of units on Sunday because we can't kill them all week long beating them on these numbers." That's why, actually, if you're betting sharp stuff into an account, you actually want to bet on NFL Sunday. You want to bet NFL sides. I'll tell you why. Who doesn't bet NFL sides? So if you're not betting NFL sides, you're only betting line moves, you're only betting props, of course, Sunday you want to make the account look good and bet a couple NFL sides because that's what the public does.
It's like Jay Rude used to say, so throw in some ridiculous parlays, Gil. Just throw them in
there. There you go.
I brought this up before, but as we go to break, if you had a son, how much would you discourage him from doing this?
Almost 100% of everything.
Yeah.
I want him to, all of this. But I want him to have the skill sets that I always talk about, of life.
But it would,
street smarts, common sense. I want him to have that and the college degree, strong as morphine.
Yeah, he or she would have to take years to convince me that's what they wanted to do.
That's right.
More with Crackman on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Don't forget, smarter bets start with VSiN Pro. And now's the time to join. Through May 31st, lock in 14 months for just $199, two extra months free when you use promo code PRO at checkout. That's less than 50 cents a day for a daily email with best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting slips from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 live video and replays on the VSiN Watch app, full access to VSiN.com's analytics, trends, and expert breakdowns. Plus, get the 2025-26 NFL betting guide when it drops this summer. This limited time offer ends May 31st, so don't miss out. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use promo code PRO to sign up now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Do you make season-long football plays?
Ever? Oh, God, yeah.
Do you? When do you?
That's part of the 10 pounds of crap in the 5-pound bag. It's so hard. Do you know how much money you need? Like, I bet eight games already here. Like, mm-hmm.
That's
Westgate.
Right. You bet the individual games.
And futures, though.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm betting max bet on some of the futures. And, you know, it requires a hefty six figures. I mean, you're talking $3,000 a game, whatever. I'm betting for two of us. So, it could be a lot, you know. And I know the ROI. It's funny. I'm here with somebody today who's a pretty smart guy from Long Island. And he's like, "What's the ROI compared to the stock market or compared to the crypto market?" He's here for some crypto conference or something they're having. So I told him, I can't tell you. You saying that Bitcoin is $100,000, whatever it is now, $110,000. I can't tell you what Bitcoin's going to be in 6 months when my futures will mature. But if Bitcoin's 160,000, no, you're better off betting. You're better off playing your Bitcoin. But
who amongst us knows?
But that's a question if it is or not. Now I know it's probably going to be higher, but I know one thing: mine's going to have an ROI. I'm not going to lose. Well, you know, I'm going to. Now last year was stupid. I ran, but even every year, I've went to Foxwoods to DraftKings to bet stuff. I had safe deposit box full of tickets. I mean, I literally knew that. I was going to check at the end of the year, and every ticket's a lot of money. And you say to yourself, the ROI on these tickets compared to another investment, like I said, I think my ROI is much higher than any stock market or even maybe even possibly even cryptocurrency.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Will Hill, our own Will Hill, says this is the good stuff, the game within the game, what we were talking about last segment. Thank you, cool. Will. Jamie Leva. Lately, the gambling space is a daytime talk show feel. A lot of fake beef. Gives me Jerry Springer vibes. Mostly, 100%. Mostly fake, but attractive to lemmings. Have a great day, gentlemen. Guy, couldn't agree more. Jason McKinney, question for you, Billy. Video poker question. Yes. Says, I know you need 9 to 6 or 8 to 5, but most machines I've seen are 7 to 5. Do you recommend not playing those? Or if you follow strategy, are those worth it? He says.
No, he's talking about the payout on the flush in the full house. When we say 9-6, it's 9-6 jacks. Full house pays 9 for one coin, which, of course, you always want to bet max coin. So 45 and 30 for the flush. So now if you're going down to 7-5, which would be 35 and 25, no, they're negative games. They're like 98% compared to a 99.5%. Doesn't sound like a lot, 1.5%. But think about it. Every $100 you put in, if you're playing perfect strategy and it's returning, let's use 99, and it's returning $99, then you're putting another $100 in and you're getting 99% of the 99, you're down to 98.5%. So, and you'll keep on doing that without playing a good game, a good payback schedule, and getting cash back comps. Maybe you put the room into the mix, whatever it may be. It's not a good game long term. But you know what? Video poker is my little getaway, too, just to let you know, Gil. I like getting away from betting sports and being in front of my three screens. And it's my little relaxing time to get away from that. But you have to have stop losses, right? Right now, they're doing two more days of Walmart gift cards over at South Point. So for every $8,333 you cycle through a machine, you get a $50 gift card. So that, in addition to your comps, your cash back, your walk-in money, there are such great video poker schedules, pay schedules over there, that there's actually positive play machines you can play. I like doing that. Every May and November, they do that twice a year. It's my little getaway. And if I lose, I lose.
You love doing it, yeah.
I love doing it. It's my getaway. But you have to have stop losses, too. You can't go over and above your bankroll. You don't want to cut into your sports betting bankroll, is what I'm trying to say. So I would be careful, because video poker is the crack cocaine of gambling. It's closet gambling. No one knows you're doing it. There's no dealer. There's no people watching you. You're putting your own money. You know what you lose. It's a really addictive thing. And I see people do this.
A lot of people lose a lot of money doing
it. I see people doing this on Keno. And I feel so. Go to any local casino. Look at the nervous energy. They're smoking. They're drinking. They're playing Keno and they're pressing the button. And they're just like zombies. They're zombified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, 28. All right. Exactly. Yeah.
Kevin Ryan, Gil, did Crack say San Fran last segment? We are outraged. Yours truly, Northern California.
Yeah. What did I say?
San Fran. They don't say.
I said a bookmaker in San Fran.
Right. But they don't say in Northern Californians don't refer to San Francisco as San Fran, is what he's saying. Yeah,
oh,
it's just a thing. It's just a regional thing.
Oh, no, you're good. No, but listen, let me tell you something. All those towns, I'm sure you know it.
Yeah.
California, it's illegal to sports bet. But I want to tell you, all those beach towns from bottom to top,
are you kidding me?
There's bookmakers everywhere.
Bro.
And they throw anyone out with a pulse. They're scared to death.
That's right. Real Knicks. What you and Crack are saying is so 100% accurate. I used to annoy my ex-wife because every vacation I'd say, this room is no Vegas room, and we'd be paying three times the amount. We paid $1,699 for 5 nights in an Aruba suite. She looked at me and snarled, don't even say it.
Oh, my God. But then you're in Aruba, though.
Yeah. Jordan Pagel stayed at Fountain Blue for the first time over the weekend, and I have to say it's moved into my top three resorts. Love everything about it. Shame they haven't found more popularity yet. Also, their restaurant Komodo is amazing, he says.
Wow.
David Shalafour, yo, if your bookie or ex-wife likes you and are your friend, you are screwed.
That's right. That's excellent tweet.
Margin Call, you guys should have your own football contest on the show this year for the NFL, maybe $1,000 buy-in. Jim Chagrin, back in the day, we would sit at the Stardust on Sunday nights to get the NFL lines like a bunch of schoolboys waiting for the bell. The early bird gets the worm, and we used to middle quite a few sides in totals.
If you can get ahead of the lines, Yeah, you could middle. If you get ahead of those, if you know which way the lines are going on Sunday night, early Monday morning, oh my God, you could really do it. You do yourself a world of good. And I guess, like I said, it's the same thing maybe if you get ahead of those NBA lines, sure, for sure. You know, another thing, Gil, someone brought it up to me, he's right. Just because an NBA side is moving, it doesn't mean that someone just beat that line move and he's going to win overall. Maybe, just maybe, the sportsbook puts a line up and everyone copies it. By the way, that's how it's done. I'm being sarcastic. One or two originating sportsbooks put the NBA line up. All the other sportsbooks copy that line. So if one puts something up and they just get it wrong, they put that line up with anticipation of the public betting a certain way. Let's say the public decides, I like the Knicks now, and all of a sudden now the line went from +6 to +5. Well, it may have went there, not because a sharp guy bet it, because the public bet it, and the sportsbooks are forced to move the line because they have so much one-way action coming in. That doesn't mean a sharp guy took the 6, and now it's 5.5, and now it's 5. It means the sportsbooks have so much money on one side, they overmove it to get two-way and balanced action. Not always, but a lot of times.
Yesterday, this is off topic, but yesterday, just talk about, you know, the stuff that happened. By the way, Doug Tuttle just reminded me of this. He says, I'm glad you bring this topic up. After one five-figure winning NFL season, I'm now limited to $10 on almost anything, even Jesus. Money or better at FanDuel, he says.
Real nice of him.
I was trying to bet Leon Draisaitl to win the Conn Smythe yesterday 9-1. Eric Biggio from William Hill Caesars is the man, and he helps us out with that. But we happen to know him, right? So yesterday you go in. The other thing that you have to deal with here in Nevada, and I'm not sure this is anywhere else, but in Nevada it's like depending on who is manning the shift at that moment in risk determines your experience.
100%.
So I go in there, and I just happen to go there in the afternoon. You know, just want to put a dime on it. I'm not trying to put more sure. than that on it, right? On Leon Draisaitl, and they're like $200. They're like $200. What? So you know, which is fine, but it's like if I came an hour later, right?
Yes. It would be something. So different person.
So of course,
risk.
I text Eric, right? And Eric is kind enough. He's like, hey, I'll talk to the hockey guy, and they end up giving you a dime. Okay, I go back up, try it again, and sure enough, because Eric talked to them. Most people don't have a direct text line to someone who can do that at a casino, but it's just the notion that it really comes down to who happens to be in risk at that moment.
How about if it's not Gil Alexander, though, Gil? Maybe the person that goes to try to make that bet, he gets pissed off. He says, you know what? I'm not betting here no more. He doesn't have access to Eric Biggio.
That's what I mean.
And now you've alienated a customer forever over a bet. Meanwhile, the guy brings you $50,000 a year. But the person in risk just did the opposite of their job. The people above him, the senior management of the company, they want volume. They don't know about it because we don't have the context like Eric Biggio. Now, you know my opinion of Caesars. They threw me out, so I have nothing good to say about
that. That person in risk might just be worried about their own job.
They
are. So many people are in any industry, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just motivated by job preservation. And so he probably is like risk averse. He's in risk and he's risk averse.
Wow.
Is
in
basically
risk averse.
Risk averse, right?
And by the way, it's not just Caesars.
No,
there's many companies that this happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not trying to pick on them, Caesars. But I enjoy picking on them.
It's absolutely more than Caesars. It's much of your gambling experience comes down to that.
I want to steal that. That's a great line. You person in risk is risk averse.
JC, agree with the other guy. Can't call it San Fran or Frisco. SF is the city and Oakland is the town. Either way,
Wow. You
guys have the best segment on sports betting radio. Keep rocking, fellas.
Thank
JC, you don't have to tell me. I've been preaching that for years. Don't call it San Fran. Don't call it Frisco, because then tell me you're not from there without telling me you're not from there kind of thing. Recapping the bets next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, it's Gil Alexander, Kelly behind the glass, crack with us, as he is every second hour on Thursdays here on a numbers game. Let's recap all the best bets from the show. We got a bevy of them, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Start with mine. I have three tennis plays, two of which have not started. By the way, that one at the bottom, Elena Gabriela Ruse, a set apiece now against Paula Badosa. Set apiece as a +326 dog as they begin the third set. But the two matches that have not started yet, Jacob Fearnley, both Zach and I are on Jacob Fearnley, +115 over Ugo Humbert. And I am also on Philippe Misolic, +146 over Denis Shapovalov. Also bet Leon Draisaitl, 9-1 to win the Conn Smythe. Also bet the Giants under season win total, 5.5, the New York Football Giants. And then my three College World Series plays, Vandy +950 to win it all, Texas +950 to win it all, and Northeastern 125-1 to win the College World Series. Jensen Lewis joined us earlier. Oh, Kelly perhaps. Kelly has a play tonight. He's on the Pacers +5 against the Knicks. I, too, will probably be on the Pacers tonight as well, as I have not played the Pacers. I've played the Pacers in every single game this series against the number. Why stop now? Kelly's on the Pacers +5. Here's Jensen. He's on Creighton today. This is Creighton in college baseball. I believe, is this game today or tomorrow? Might be tomorrow. But he's on Creighton +135 over Kansas, and he's on East Carolina +250 over Florida. So those are game bets in college baseball when the regionals begin. And then for him, he's got UC Irvine to win the Los Angeles Regional at +250, and UC Irvine to win the whole thing, to win the College World Series at 100-1. Jensen, kind enough to join us from Athens, Georgia, earlier on the show today. And then Zach Cohen, he's too is on the Pacers tonight, plus the points, and will be, this is tomorrow now in tennis, he already called a shot, he's going to be on Karen Khachanov, -140 over Tommy Paul. So already calling his shot on that match. And that is your best bets, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN, which recaps every show's best bets, whether from host, guest, no matter the sport. And GBank with the trifecta now, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through August 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Billy, there is something called the Circa Grandissimo Pro Football Contest. I was told by Stephanie, who runs the entire show over here,
right?
She because Fezzik came on yesterday and said the Gran Turismo, like he didn't know what it was called. It's not only the Grandissimo, but to emphasize it, Grandissimo, so that people understand the name. Are you in this? Are you going to join?
So immediately, I want to say that anyone that puts $100,000 up into a contest is going to be a little more astute than someone that's just having fun with their friends, putting $1,000 up, pulling it together. So no would be the immediate answer to this.
Grandissimo, by the way, $100,000 entry fee. Survivor contest.
Right. However, I've been given an offer I can't refuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
would you like to share details of that offer? Or?
Someone said to me, Bill, pretty wealthy guy. He's like, hey, I can't get out to Vegas, but however, I'd like to get in this contest. And I know the guy very well. And he said, I'd like to be above board, though. We can draw up a contract, whatever you want to do. He said, if I put this $100,000 up in this contest, I'll give you a free roll. I'm not going to say the percentage, but a very, very good deal.
Wow.
He said, I'll pay all the taxes, whatever it is, and I'm going to give you a free roll. A very big free roll, so much so that I told Gil, and Gil's like, what?
Yes,
yeah. So,
I did.
And so I said, I told him I would do it for him. Yeah, I said, yeah, I'll do it for you, and you make the picks. I'll be your proxy, and we'll be above board, taxes involved, and I'll do contracts, fine. But I was also a part already to some guys that said, hey, crack, we'd like to do this. And, you know, if we can, if you want to get involved, well, you know, like to put it under your name. You're allowed to get two entries. So I'm probably, as long as everything goes by what these people say, yeah, probably going to get in anyway. When it first came out, I said, that's a nice contest, but I think the sharpest of the sharps are going to be in there. But let me just tell you something. There's two entries right there. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not the sharpest of the sharps.
That's what I mean.
Fun for millionaires, multi-millionaires, right.
Well, it also occurs to me, because we've been throwing around, and all of us have said it differently. I said, I set the over under on entries in this at 30. And then I'd say to other people, what would you set the over on? First of all, they all went under on that, right? And then I was like, well, what would you set it? And some people are like 14 and a half or something like that.
Way over.
I have a feeling over. We might be underestimating this.
Over. And you know, guess what? I'm the only one to say that. I think it's going to be more than 30.
Yeah.
So
I'm, the more we talk about this, and by the way, it's still May, right? The more we talk about this, I just wonder if there aren't, because what was the biggest thing we learned when PASPA was ruled unconstitutional in 2018? I think, you know, it's hard now because we take so many things for granted. But if we remember how we felt in the years right after that, one of the biggest things I think we were all most surprised by, surprised I think is the correct word, was how much disposable income so many people had. Right. We're like, OK, you know, we knew it would grow, but there were so many people throwing around so much money on bets, and just, you know, your average Schmendricks were doing it, too. It wasn't like big, wealthy people.
Yeah.
So now here we are. He stepped it up. Derek Stevens does such a great job with all of these contests. But a $100,000 entry survivor pool called the Grandissimo, CircaLasVegas.com, by the way, for all of this, or CircaSports.com, I should say. And the question becomes, all right, how many people have this kind of disposable income?
Right.
And I have a feeling we're going to be surprised again.
I'll tell you. Now, there was another guy that called me after these two entries. Very wealthy guy in the South. One of my best friends. And I hate to throw him under the bus. This is the same guy that was going for the $1 million. And I was saying I was taking this big piece. If he won, he was down to like 50. He said to me, he called me up. He's crack. You tell that Derek Stevens. That's exactly what I swear to you.
You
tell that Derek Stevens, I'm coming in. And he said, I'll be styling and profiling.
Oh, I like
I'm going to bring in $200,000 in cash. And he has to give me a little discount, though. I said, wait, hold it. What do you mean he has to give you a discount?
A discount?
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm going to advertise for him. I'll show him the bucket of cash and how fun it is. I'm going to dump it on the counter. Well, I'll let them film me and everything. But I got to get a little discount. I said, you're not getting a discount
on my contest?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He wants a discount.
No, maybe a room or something.
No, he don't want the room. He wants a discount. He wants a $10,000 discount.
That's not how this works, styling and profiling. That's not how this works. Yeah. No, I think, Kelly, am I like, can I say your theory, Kelly, out loud? Can I say this? I don't know if Kelly wants me to, Kelly said yes. Kelly has a theory. He thinks, he has nothing to go on this, but his initial reaction, his first immediate reaction to this was, there's got to be a few celebrities lined up for this.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Mayweather.
Yeah. Oh, you think Mayweather?
Well, I mean, he was in the contest that we were in down at the M.
Oh, he was on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I would think.
You think old Money Mayweather would be
on
there.
I mean, I would think that would be a good name to be in.
I'm sure that'd be a great name to have on this, for sure.
What other celebrities does he want? Who do you
he didn't name names.
Oh, okay.
He just said Kelly's immediate. I thought it was interesting that his first reaction was, oh, there's got to be celebrities lined up for this.
I'll give you a couple guys that I know gambled, that big gamblers. So you got like Don Henley. I've mentioned that already.
Don Henley.
Yeah, Don, come on down here. Put $100,000 up. It's nothing to you. You're making $2 million a night at the Sphere. Don Henley. Who was in Con Air? The big actor in Con Air.
Con Air.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Nicolas Cage. He lives here in town. So like that would be maybe a good one. There could be some people that I think might have some fun in it.
Now you see, if that happens,
right,
and then they agreed that you could tell people that they're in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that will step up people's interest also.
Someone told me, gave me an idea that's just funny. He goes, you should go on Shark Tank with this idea. Tell the sharks you're going to go on. You have an edge on these things compared to others. And go in there and try to sell yourself to the Shark Tank guys. Maybe they'll buy a PC.
Oh, you just as a gambler.
Yeah.
That's great.
Someone said it to me.
I could already see Mark Cuban being like, right? Get out of here.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Last thing, real
maybe
quick.
The QVC woman will have you on.
Right. She's worth a ton. She made a lot with that. A couple things. So, guy sent me, Ralph Bright sent me, Bill, first time I made a major mistake on video poker on Deuces Wild. I thought I held all three deuces, but I did not. I only held two deuces. I converted four deuces five ways. However, the button stuck and I was embarrassed. I went to the slot attendant. The shift manager came over, and they actually paid me. So it depends on what casino you play in. Make sure you have your card inserted. If you make a mistake, you're entitled to at least try to make a put a claim in and say, hey, this button didn't stick. I didn't, and they might pay you. So it just depends. So that's a good thing for people don't know that. They just, you know, forget about it. But
Billy, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks, the name of the podcast. Enjoy Money Moves with JBT next, right here at VSiN.